USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Peru officials revised the country's COVID-19 death toll Monday from just over 69,000 to over 180,000 after a review. Almost tripling of the official number means Peru has the worst pandemic death rate per capita, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed Monday to stop funding for the state legislature in response to House Democrats walking out to block Republicans' voting integrity bill. Abbott had voted to sign the bill into law, but Democrats prevented it from passing with Sunday night's walkout before a midnight voting deadline. A Los Angeles Police Department airplane made an emergency landing on a busy California highway Monday without crashing or causing any injuries. A CHP dispatcher said the plane touched down shortly before 7 p.m. Pacific on US 101, about 35 miles north of Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
President Biden's crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be called out by those that had the border secure less than a year ago. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything, they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior.
In his first weeks in office, President Biden issued 16 executive actions that have led to the humanitarian crisis at the border. Star of The Love Boat, McHale's Navy, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Gavin McLeod, died early Saturday at the age of 90 in Palm Desert, California. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history, Flash, 1942. A Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990. At a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications. And for those employees of Turner Broadcasting, whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the cable news network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.